This week on Stuck in Beta,
the seeds are sprouting and the first lawn treatment is down.
Welcome to the old man rant episode. We're fueling our complaints with Caramel Bugles and Chubby Bunny from Terrapin Beer Company.
It's an 8.5% Imperial Milk Stout packed with graham cracker, toasted marshmallow, and dark chocolate. So we'll be ranting with a sugar rush.
We're talking Cardinals home opener, revisiting Game of Thrones, and looking forward to the Urge and Less Than Jake show later on in July.
Plus, in Shop Talk, I'm trying to figure out the next steps to actually get my video projects released, while Josh deals with the glamorous side of rental rehabs.
Which means fixing toilets.
Exactly. Grab a beer, stay off the grass, and let's get stuck.
Let's do it.
Hey, everyone. It's the Stuck in Beta show.
Hey!
Starring Josh.
Whoa, what's up?
And Greg. That's me.
How
welcome.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I got to try something new every time.
That's where the fun ends around here.
The fun never stops. Hey, how you doing?
I'm recovering, Greg. I'm currently, you know, recovering from our boys' day out yesterday.
Do you remember that office where they're having a bachelor party? And he's like, we're having a boys' night in. Or he goes, boys' night out. And he goes, well, actually, we're in the office. So boys' night in. And it's actually in the afternoon. So... a guy's afternoon in a gay.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, yesterday we had our somewhat frequent venture up to the city of St. Louis to see the opening day festivities for our St. Louis Cardinals. And yeah, I don't know. We haven't been in 3 years or so. I should have looked back and seen, but I know whenever we decided, hey, let's go. It seemed like it was a good idea. But as soon as we got there, we had flashbacks of the last time that we were there. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's why we don't come down here anymore. Because it's like, oh, my God, so such a huge crowd of people.
First of all, it was 85, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Probably it got to higher than 90.
I think 93 was the high.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And so... nice weather, people are coming out, and holy crap, there's so many places. So back in the day,
old man rant.
So Ballpark Village is nice because it's got an area where people can hang out prior to the game and that. However, there is no order. Almost before they built that extra building,
mm-hmm.
they had a empty lot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and wasn't some of it like turf? Like
yeah, they had like a baseball field or whatever.
Yeah.
But there was room for tents and people to congregate and stuff. There isn't that room anymore. There's a little bit, but mm-hmm. not enough for the amount of people that come down there.
Yeah,
and I also think. Well, Keener Plaza is another area in St. Louis that it's like a park area, but they set up in the past. They've set up tents and stuff there too, and they had a stage, but there always seemed like plenty of room.
Yeah,
here it just seems so congested with mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, and then you had to kind of orderly file through between these like cattle gates that they have set up temporarily.
Yeah, and it's blocking. So, yeah, if you're ticket holder, if you're going into the game, they have you're on this side of the gate, and it's.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We tried to find some space to kind of like be maybe in the less crowded area, but everywhere we went to even try to find a drink or whatever, the lines were 25 people deep, and it just was loud. We were like, I don't know. Let's go find another place.
Yeah, I don't know. And it wasn't like they had anything special as far as beer. Of course, us being the big beer connoisseurs that we are.
Beer snobs
or whatever you want to call us. We're not just, if we're going to pay for a beer, we'd rather it be something that we haven't had or something that, you know, is really good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, those beers are probably a good. You said $15. I don't know if they're quite that high on the outside.
I saw the 32-ounce Busch cans. You know,
oh yeah,
people walking around with those.
32-ounce? Are you serious?
Yeah,
it is.
Isn't that what the Busch can is?
I don't know.
It was much bigger than like a 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't even pay attention to those. But did you see the price? Were they $15?
Oh, I don't know. Those were probably really cheap, though, because I saw a lot of those.
$12?
Yeah.
And then the 16-ounce, like, I don't know, craft beer is probably a good $15.
And, yeah, AB kind of has that market, too, because it was all their stuff, which, you know, whatever.
But we walked down to one of our favorite breweries in town, Four Hands.
Yeah.
Had lunch there, a couple of their beers, and that was a good time.
That place did not have many people there.
No, it didn't. It was chill, and it was good atmosphere. I mean, there was plenty of other people there, but it wasn't like overly crowded, and it was much more relaxing.
Yeah, and they have a High Point.
Burger
it's
joint.
Just high, yeah, burgers. They had a high. They have High Point attached to it. They actually do up at their other location,
yeah,
too.
So. Chesterfield location.
Yeah. So that's a good burger.
Yep. It was a good time. Now we'll have to remember, if we get excited about it next year, that let's do it, but let's do it in a different way. Going downtown, being by the stadium is just not the best anymore.
It was kind of getting you in that cardinal, you know, oh yeah, opening day and all that. Now I'm just like, there's just too many people, you know.
But we found ourselves back closer to home at our local, what is that place called? I keep forgetting the name of it.
Central Tap. Tap room that has, you know, all sorts of big line of taps and slushy drinks. And
from our local Main and Mill Brewery. And I guess we both had three beers yesterday. We were talking about how we don't typically drink more than two, and then we ended up having the third. And I don't know about you, but later on that evening, I told you, if I drink two, I'm usually totally fine, no issues. But this, for whatever reason, the third one.
One over the limit,
it doesn't matter if I stick with low ABV or not. Like in the evening, I'm like, oh, my stomach kind of feels gross. I got a little bit of a headache.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel the symptoms of being really even like buzzed or, you know, anything like that. I just feel I guess it's my body processing the alcohol or whatever. And
it's like, I can't, is that your liver?
I guess. I don't know. I feel it in my stomach more than anything. But with all that being said, let's have a beer.
Air the dog, right?
That's right. I had totally fine this morning. It's not like I was feeling sick, like I was going to get throw up or whatever. It's just
you could tell it was more than you should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll crack it open and pour it if you want to talk about it, unless you got to talk about it from the
I looked it up. So this, I actually don't know. Maybe there's a date on there, but I thought when we looked it up before, it's about 10 years old.
This bottle is?
This is a cellared beer.
Wow.
If you want to call it cellared. And we'll see how it works. So apparently, I figured Easter bunny, you know.
Smells delicious.
Chubby bunny. It's at 8.5%. I put ABU. I meant to put ABV. And it is their fourth installment of their employee homebrew competition from Terrapin Beer Company in Athens, Georgia. This Imperial Milk Stout breaks all the rules by combining flavors of graham cracker, toasted marshmallow, and dark chocolate. This mouthful of stout will challenge any beer lover to say chubby bunny.
So this sounds like this was just what am I trying to say? It was just a short release for that period of time. It's not something
I am wondering now that I let's do you think that they still have these?
No, I doubt it.
Is Terrapin still around?
I think so.
Terrapin Beer Company. I was going to look up.
Man, it smells really good.
Well, I'll try it with you here.
Imperial S'mores Milk Stout.
I was going to see what what year they're on. They're on, wait a minute. Release side project 24. What does this say here? Oh, this says 29. I was going to look at what number they're on now. But Chubby Bunny is 29. It says from 2017, so.
Okay.
Maybe it's not as old as I thought.
I mean, it's only 9 years, not 10.
Yeah.
I mean, if it hasn't lost any aroma that I can.
Smells good.
Tell, yeah. It tastes pretty good. There's kind of I'm picking up sort of like a metallic flavor of some sort that maybe feels like it shouldn't be there, but I'm not 100% sure. What do you think?
Oh yeah. So that's right. We couldn't figure out the date. It says 2017, but
yeah.
It's got, and I don't know if it's just 'cause it's a dark chocolate, rather than any kind of milk chocolate, but it does, all the flavors are there.
Yeah. I just get that just a little hint of something that I don't know. I can only describe it as metallic, but I definitely get, it's almost like coffee like and dark chocolate blend.
So I remember we had tried this, something from, was it Blue Pants Brewing or something? And we both had a can of it. Yours is like, oh man, this is really good. And mine, I'm like,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't get that. And then you tried mine, I tried yours, and like, oh, there must have been an infection or something.
Yeah, they said that some of their cans were canned at a different like off-site facility.
Yeah.
And they offered to give us some free beer if we made the trip back down there in, I think it was in Alabama or Mississippi. Yeah. We were like, well, we won't be in that area anytime soon. Is there any way you can send us some? And they're like, sorry, we can't ship outside of the state or something like that.
Yeah. This does not taste like, I'm not getting that taste.
No.
Because it's still, I was saying like, if there's any funny taste, and it doesn't have that. I think it still is a solid beer. It just, yeah. I don't even know if I would know if this is that old.
No, I know. And that's actually what I was going to look up. So when something is cellared and the beer is, you know, sitting around or it's just waiting or whatever, it's being cellared, doesn't that typically mean that the flavors become maybe a little bit more subtle, or does it how does it change over time?
I thought the flavors can change, I know, but I don't know if it's usually, I always thought it's for the better.
Okay.
Hard liquor, I thought it does mellow out.
Yep. But mellow, harsh alcohol notes, fading hop bitterness, and developing complex oxidation-driven flavors like sherry, caramel, toffee, and dried fruit.
Yeah, so maybe this wouldn't have been as flavorful 9 years ago.
Yeah. It says, while fresh flavors diminish, high ABV stout or sour beers evolve, often becoming thinner in body, yet richer in aroma. I could see that.
Yeah.
With this one.
So for what it's worth, I think it's pretty good. It's one of the better ones. I can't say that we've really had any great stouts lately. Actually, the one you had a couple weeks ago, this is more flavorful than that. That barrel-aged one that you had brought in.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but...
Oh, so I was curious. I typed in, how long should a stout be cellared? While there is no single correct answer, the ideal cellaring time for a stout typically ranges from 1 to 5 years.
Oh, how about 9?
Depending on its alcohol content and ingredients, most experts agree that the sweet spot for many high ABV stouts is between 2 and 3 years.
I mean, does that mean that it's not going to change anymore after two years? Or does it mean don't even drink this after 2 years?
Well, let's see. You said this was like 8%, I think?
8.5.
It says standard imperial stouts that are 9 to 12% usually peak within 1 to 3 years. This time allows hot alcohol notes to mellow and roasted flavors to soften into chocolate and dark fruit. And if it's, high gravity monsters like 13% ABV or above, which this one doesn't fall into that category, but it says these can often handle 5 to 10 plus years. Extremely strong stouts like Dogfish Head Worldwide Stout are known to continue improving for a decade or more.
I definitely have some of those in there.
Porters and lower ABV stouts generally have a shorter window of 1 to 5 years due to lower preservative qualities.
Well, I think it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like bunny or carrots or anything, but it does have the s'mores taste I think they were going for. It has little marshmallow chocolate, and yeah, I just give it like a B+.
Yeah.
B+.
I think that's fair. That's about where I would be as well.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Well, I know last week I talked about I was getting a whole bunch of lawn stuff, fertilizer. Yesterday morning, I put the first batch of Iron Boost.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. It's supposed to help the grass that hasn't grown yet kind of get that greener color. The iron helps that. The color of the stuff I was spraying was also green.
Okay.
But I had 2 bags of that. I sprayed it everywhere. And it said between 50 and 85 degrees. So I may have been pushing it a little bit. I mean, it didn't, when I was putting it on and it dried out. It dried before we hit those 90 degrees.
Yeah. So it was a liquid that you sprayed down?
Yeah. So I wanted to get out there and do some more today, but we're sitting at like 52 right now.
Man, super crazy change in weather here in the last 24 hours. So like we mentioned, it was 93 yesterday for the high. And then today I wake up and I just like opened the door outside. I don't know. It was around 8:30 or so this morning. And I was like, whoa, it's like, feels like a refrigerator out there. It's so cold. And yesterday was an extreme hot where we were like, it's so hot out here. And then today it's like, dang, it's cold out here.
I know.
I think there's a frost warning tonight or freeze
warning
or something.
Well.
Crazy. That's March for you, though.
Yeah.
And there's the roller coaster continues because I think it's like the next couple days cooler, then back up into the 80s, then back down into the 40s or 50s, then back up into the 80s again.
So you can't really keep plants outside right now.
No. Yeah, and like you started your garden last week, right? Just the seedlings inside?
They're all inside, so it's going to be safe. And yeah, I got, there's a few things, like I got some tomatoes popping up. I got some cucumber and.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah.
Fast germination.
So they pop up pretty quick. I'm going to move them to a little bigger pots. I have a few of my other, the peppers aren't quite up yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of the, I think peppers take a longer time and so do a lot of the herbs. Basil came up, but not like the rosemary or oregano, any of those yet. Mm. So.
Well, it'll be cool to see how your Sunday your lawn care system turns out.
And we'll see. I recorded me opening and spraying and took shots of the before.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I mean, it's not quite fair because I'm still taking shots of, this is the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the lawn's going to look better even if I didn't do anything.
Well, yes and no. So you would have right now, depending on how much grass is in your yard versus weeds, if it was primarily grass, it would look really, really good right now. But if it's weeds, the weeds haven't really started to germinate yet because the soil hasn't gotten warm enough. So a lot of them are still kind of browner. I only know this because, like, looking at my yard compared to my neighbors.
I've got a lot of dandelions that have popped up.
Oh, those? Yeah, those must be a little earlier. But, like, the crabgrass hasn't started or anything yet. But your kit have, or I guess your program, does it eventually get to, like, the pre-emergent herbicides where it's trying to prevent those weeds from even popping up?
You have a couple different fertilizers, but there's also one that you go around and spray the weeds that you have. If there's, I think it's like dandelion boom or something like that.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that yesterday.
Dandelion doom, not doom. Boom.
It
is designed to kill dandelions, clover, and other broadleaf weeds in lawns within 24 hours without damaging grass.
We've been talking a lot about the product Sunday. Hopefully, you know, if they're interested in sponsoring us, just let us know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see that. Probably on our other channel, maybe.
Oh, yeah, true.
So we were talking about the game. We went to the tap room. We each had a beer there and watched some of the game. And it's, what was it, the sixth inning?
Yep.
This is where we were like, we bowed out. It was 7-1.
Yeah, the Rays scored 6 runs. It was 1-1. They scored 6 runs in the sixth.
Yeah, and we're like, man, there's no coming back. They're not going to. They haven't been doing anything. There's been no offense. So,
like, same old Cardinals.
Yeah. So we left. You dropped me off or whatever. And then I guess I went ahead and turned it on at home and I saw 7-3. And I go, hey, Josh, it's 7-3. And then all of a sudden, 7-5. Then it was 9-7.
Yeah. That's what the final score is. So they scored 8 runs in their half of the sixth inning. And then that was all the game.
And that does not happen.
we
don't have that happen that often, do we?
Well, this Cardinal team, it's pretty similar to the one that we had last year. I mean, there's a couple new players, but there was a stretch in the middle of the summer where all the talk was that the team never gave up.
Yeah.
And they came from behind many, many times. And that's whenever I was telling you that I went ahead and got the app that whatever it was at the time. And I was like, oh, man, they're on a run. And I think they were in second place. And it must have been August or something, July into August. And you know, they were kind of like all the talk of Major League Baseball because they had really found their groove. And then it just, the wheels fell off probably in September or whatever it was. And they dropped down to, like, I don't know where they ended up last season. But that's when I canceled the app. I was like, ah. So they went on a streak for like six weeks. And yeah, it's similar what happened yesterday where they're like, you know, didn't let a 7-run deficit or 6-run deficit get them down, and they came back and persevered the following inning. We'll see how this season goes with this young team.
Yeah, I was wondering because I feel it's been a while since we had an opening day win for
really?
The Cardinals. I don't know. Let's see. What's the last? We'll say 10.
You're looking up opening day scores over the last 10 years.
Last 10 years for the Cardinals. Let's see. Well, yeah. Yeah, they haven't won an opening day since 2022.
Huh. Well.
Because, yeah, 2025 was a loss, 24 was a loss, 23 was a loss.
Hmm. Well, maybe
5-5 in the last 10 years.
That's a good sign. Who knows? 161 more games to go.
There you go.
Yep.
It's hard to come back if you lose the first one, though.
That's right. Really sets the stage.
You're starting on another rehab project?
Yeah, mentioned last week. This is how I spent part of this current week.
Lady who wasn't living there.
Yeah, anymore. The lady wasn't living there for the last 3 years, and I met with her a while back, and you know she's like, hey, I'm gonna move all my stuff to, you know, this side of the house. Can you come in and fix these floors? And there was a water leak. So the water leak I thought was coming from a sink in the bathroom. So it's an unfinished basement, and you could see the water coming down like from the floor joist.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll take a look at that. And she got all her stuff moved. And so I've been working on it this week. Well, I guess it was Thursday. I got in and figured out that the leak was coming from the toilet, not the bowl, but the tank. And you know how there's the supply line that goes from, you know, your water up to the tank, feeds that. It was dripping, but it was so slow that I couldn't figure out where it was coming from, you know, upstairs. And it was basically just running down the supply line and then, you know, like going into the floorboard right there around that. But you couldn't really see it. And it was so slow that like even like putting your hand around it, you couldn't get a, you know, you couldn't feel it or anything. But it had been doing it for so long that all the floor underneath was all wet.
Oh, man.
And so I took out the toilet and then started ripping into the, there was like a vinyl flooring, and then underneath that there was like an underlayment. It was all rotten. It had gone probably about 2 to 3 feet in every direction, you know, because once water starts soaking in to the floor, you know, floor underneath, it just keeps finding its way. And then it also, the drywall all around it, it was absorbing that up about like 6 to 8 inches. So I had to cut all that out as well.
And if she hadn't been there for so long, she wouldn't have noticed it herself. Exactly.
So I think it had been going on for a little while and she didn't know it. And I hadn't been there because one of the things with, and this is like, you know, you learn lessons when you have these rentals. And one of the things is they always say you need to get in and check on the properties and, you know, make sure that everything is okay. And I've been asking her like, hey, I need to get in there and do an inspection. And she's like, oh, this, you know, over the last few years, she's like, oh, everything's fine. Everything's good. Yeah, my stepdad takes a look at it and everything is good. Well, you know, not everything was good. And I don't know how long that leak had been going on. So anyway, that's what I was working on this week. And it's probably going to take me a couple more weeks. Now I got that other project that I've kind of put on hold to do the work on this one, which is, you know, going to set me back on the other house that I'm working on for the How to Fix It channel. And, I'm filming some of this, but I don't know if I'm going to turn it into a video or not, because I'm kind of like all over the place and not really sure where I'm going next.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I didn't think of that, though, when you were saying, I guess one of the things you should do, just a yearly checkup, is that what you're like?
Or more frequent, like twice a year or even a year, some people say quarterly.
I mean, you could even say, you know, make an appointment with them. Say, hey, I'm going to check all your utilities or whatever. Because,
all the appliances.
You know, yeah. That's, I mean.
And I have done some of that. Some tenants are totally fine with that. They're like, oh, yeah, come in. No problem. Others would be like, oh, okay, let me get back to you when it's a good time for me.
Because it's never get back to you.
Yeah. There's this one lady I'm like, I really need to come and take a look at it. She's like, oh, okay, I understand. And I've looked at it, but with her in there, but she always wants to be there. Some people don't care. They're like, oh, yeah, come on in, do whatever.
Right.
And they understand that it's like, you know, they're renting the property. They're not, it's not,
you don't own it.
Yeah.
Let's hear about your toilet.
More toilet talk. That's always the, like, I guess, meme or whatever that you hear when it comes to being a landlord is people are always like, I don't want to have to deal with a leaky toilet in the middle of the night or something like that. Yeah. You know, that's always kind of the go-to for people. They don't want to be a landlord. I haven't had to deal with a whole lot of toilet issues, but my mother-in-law lives in one of the houses, and she sends me a text this morning. She's like, hey, this toilet just keeps running and running and running, and I don't know what's going on. I tried turning off the water supply, which she didn't turn it the right way, but she's like, I just don't want my water to, she pays the water bill at that one. She's like, I don't want my water bill to be excessive because it's like just continuing to run. I'm like, oh, okay, that's really weird. So I go over there.
Jiggle the handle.
Well, here's the thing. It's a newer model. It's, you know, within the last 10 years. So it has the, you know, the number one flush and the number two flush.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's fancy. I don't have one of those.
You don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have the old handle.
Okay. I put this one in when I don't have
the pee or poop button.
Let's see. Where did my pictures go?
Hell, my kids, they rarely flush at all. So they're all about conservation.
Yeah, they're conserving. So I went in and I took a look at how she had it rigged up because she couldn't turn the water off. So do you see, I'm showing you a picture. Do you see what that cable is that she has?
She's using a network cable.
So the mechanism on the inside of those, of like the newer ones, instead of it being the flapper that goes up and down,
yeah,
it's a plunger that goes up and down.
Uh-huh.
And she was trying to keep the water from running. So she like found this, like, I don't know what it is, a 4 foot or 6 foot network cable. And she tied it up. So I undid that. And then it was running. It was running like very like hard, you know, it was trying to fill up the tank. So then I looked down below this little thing. And I mean, this was like literally a 20 second fix. There was this weird thing here. I have no idea what it is. She says that it was part of her like Lysol cleaning wand or whatever. It was stuck at the bottom of the plunger or flap or whatever.
Did she throw in one of those, you know, the pucks or whatever you used to throw in the tank?
I don't know.
Because I wonder if it's got, like, normally it's just like in a plastic thing you open up and...
Right.
But...
Like, it's dissolvable, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that if there's, like, something attached to it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Put that through Gemini or something.
Oh,
see,
yeah,
if
I should do that.
Discover what that is.
She said it was something to do with her Lysol.
I mean, it probably is some cleaner. Sort of cleaning thing, but...
But it was sitting right, you know, right at the
oh, so
base
it couldn't,
of that.
It couldn't make a seal.
Yeah. So the water was just flowing. I mean, thankfully that's all it was, but it was funny that I'm like, how did that get in there? And I sent her a picture of it. And she's like, yeah, that's my Lysol cleaning thing. I don't know how that got there. But yeah, it'd be interesting to know.
Oh, is that? I'm wondering, because some of them have like just a plastic little thing like you would hang on the side of the
tank.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a hook.
Uh-huh.
Where you'd hang your wand or whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what that is, and it broke, and then the other half fell
inside. I don't know. But it was funny because she went to all the effort to try to, you know, fix it. And I mean, I'm...
Yeah, if you don't know anything about that, I mean...
And it's clear plastic, but I spotted it right away. I don't know. Maybe her vision's not as strong as mine.
But... Do you have your glasses on when you're
looking? Oh, of course. I got the readers on, and I spotted it, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's just something's clogging the mechanism. So, like, thankfully, it was an easy fix, so I got one major toilet leak and then a very easy toilet leak.
Well, yeah, those are the best because you're like, oh, good. I don't have to buy anything to repair this. It's
yeah, I was in and out in, you know, a couple minutes.
Yeah. That's good. I think that's funny. She is just a network cable. That's all she had.
I guess.
You think, like, I would have thought, you know, use a hanger or something to hold it up. Or,
people don't have metal hangers too much anymore.
That is true. I mean, it's I prefer the plastic ones myself, but
from a MacGyver standpoint, though, the metal hangers, you could, they were so versatile. And
there's so many times where I'm like, if I only had a metal hanger, and then I got to look through the closet, and then I'm like, oh, shit, there is not. And then I, you know, out of the hundreds of hangers we have, there's one in there. So
I don't know that we even have a single one in our home.
Yeah.
I remember Lexi locked her keys in her car one time, and we were trying to, you know, unlock it ourselves, and we were like, if we only had a metal hanger, like I looked up on YouTube on how to, you know, be able to jimmy, is that what it's called, the lock, and it was pretty simple, but we didn't have anything to do. We actually had to call a locksmith or whatever, and he was like, brought out an item that looked like a metal hanger, but it wasn't, and you know, he just like fished it down there and was like, click.
I've got some strong what do you call that? That picture hanger wire?
Yeah.
That kind of will do the same.
Oh, really? It's that? It's that,
you get a thicker gauge that'll...
Yeah. Hmm.
Just to have a roll of that in your in your tool bench. Because I've found that that's useful on things. Just it's all the time. There's something that kind of works the same way.
It's like a version of duct tape. You can...
yeah.
Figure out a use for it.
Right.
Yeah.
If only I had some strong wire to, you know, that happens all the time.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Is it snack time?
Oh, we could do snack. Let me, gotta get the theme. Gotta turn it down, though. I think it was, we'll see. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts. Speaking of the song mentions peanuts, like I got home, I got, you know, the baseball peanut, like in the shells and all that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
I got home, started watching the Cardinal game, and I'm like, now I'm hungry. I wasn't hungry before, you know, and so I ended up eating a bunch of those, and my wife and kids come home, I get shell. Well, it's not like Texas Roadhouse like they used to. Don't. I had a bowl of them. They're like, you're leaving crumbs everywhere. I'm like, they're in the bowl. You know,
I miss those days at Texas Roadhouse. You could do that. They don't do that anymore, do they?
You have to request a bag, and they're in a sealed bag like that, and then, I don't know if they allow you to throw it on the floor or anything.
Huh. That was a COVID like thing that they cut out around that time because of some reason, and it never came back.
Well, I mean, in the day you had those big barrels of peanuts and you just scoop them out. And
I didn't have a problem with that. I mean,
I'm sure there's people with peanut allergies that are,
oh, I guess that's true.
You know, are like, oh, thank God there's not peanut dust all over the...
That's true. I didn't think about that.
You know.
Hmm. Well, for today's snack, you mentioned, or you shot me a message before we hit record.
I didn't have anything.
And that's fine. Yeah. I don't mind contributing. I'm bad at contributing sometimes, but I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop by the gas station and see what I can find. So I kind of went up and down the aisles a little bit, and then this caught my eye. I didn't know that Bugles had variants.
Well, I know they had for a long time, the cheddar cheese or nacho cheese, and but this looks like a sweet variety.
Yes, so this one is sweet and salty caramel, artificially flavored, of course.
Oh, not caramel.
Make your leg kick.
Oh, they're all broken, man.
Yeah, they
come
are
on. This is ridiculous. How am I gonna make my witch fingers?
They look like, and that's what, I don't know where it was like on a picture or something nearby that showed, you know, somebody with five of them on their fingers.
Yeah.
Hmm. So these are kind of like a cereal almost because they're coated in caramel.
Yeah.
And
almost have that caramel corn, like caramel popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Type.
Yeah,
taste.
They do. These are pretty good.
They are. They're really good.
I took a picture of what was on the rack there at the gas station, and there was the original, of course. There is Hidden Valley Ranch, so that's kind of interesting.
Oh, name brand.
I know. Nacho cheese, which you mentioned. You've had those before. Chili cheese. There is Tabasco, I guess Tabasco hot sauce. There is salt and vinegar, the caramel that I had. And this one was interesting. I almost got these. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Hmm.
And that's kind of funny that there's like one, two, three that are, you know, a combination of some form of a name brand. And then the rest of them are just, you know, kind of generic.
But yeah, those are good.
I really
like those.
I really enjoyed Bugles whenever I was a kid. I remember getting them, and it was like a kind of a special treat or something.
And they came in more of a box.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly as big as a cereal box, but I guess like a cracker box.
Yeah, that's right. I always enjoyed them. Haven't had them in years.
I actually was watching Everybody Loves Raymond the other night.
Yeah.
And Frank, his dad, they found his Bugles, and he's like, you got my Bugles? You know, he's really mad at them. It was just that old box.
Hmm.
I'm like, man, how old is this show?
It's pretty old.
Apparently.
Like 30-something years. They just had a reunion not that long ago.
Well, the two parents are not around anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they were old on the show, but...
Well, yeah.
Ray's pretty old. He's probably about 60 now.
Yeah.
These are good.
Yeah, I approve. I don't know if I had to, but...
good pairing with our beer, too. The Terrapin Chubby Bunny.
So... This beer is good, but it's a little heavy. Or not, it's strong.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling anything.
I don't know, I feel it.
Huh. Well, I think it's a good pairing with the Bugles.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I could eat this whole bag.
I could eat these all day. You're like Captain America, except with eating.
I better set them to the side for now, because I'm sure the crunching is obnoxious.
Man, I watched one of our Beer 30 episodes from long ago or whatever. So they've been, all of a sudden in my feed, mm-hmm. I've been getting old episodes.
I love that. I do that. I get those too.
And it was like from, I don't know, 12 years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. where we're sitting at my kitchen table.
Yep.
And we had some sort of Crunchers chips, and we were drinking this like St. Louis beer. I don't even know what it was, but I'm like, man, how do we go on like,
It's 12
it's
minutes
like
long.
A, yeah, it's like a 12, 15-minute episode.
Now we can't even keep our podcast under an hour.
Well,
so.
I guess so, but I don't know. I'm like, why are we still rambling? But so, maybe that's what we do. That's what we're known for.
Well, all the Beer 30s, we are keeping those really tight. So I've been putting those on our Beer 30 channel, and they're like 4 minutes mm-hmm. is about the extent of time we talk about it, and that's from, you know, start to finish.
Yeah,
we're pretty concise these days with that.
Like, I like it, I don't like it, this is awful. We really go deep.
No, not really. Well, what kind of shows and movies have you been watching?
Well,
other
I
than
told
Beer
you
30?
Raymond, you know.
Yeah, Raymond. Beer 30.
Molly and I finished up season one of The Pit, so we get to start on season two now. Because mm-hmm. that is going on right now. So
I thought that was a brand new show because I'd never heard about it or seen any promos until recently.
It started last year, so this is season two.
Okay,
and yeah, we really liked it. It's, you know, I was saying last week, it life of a emergency room and lots of crazy stuff happens.
Yeah,
and some stuff may make you a little squeamish, but you know,
oh really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And what's that on? What network or
HBO Max? Streaming?
Okay. I probably should have checked that out before we checked out the show that we're watching now. So we were talking to our daughter Alexi and her friend over the weekend, and like, oh, we just finished this other show, which the other show we just finished was called Hijack.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Apple with, what is his name? Idris Elba.
Yeah. Okay.
And I really like him. That's kind of why we decided to watch it. And it was pretty decent. The first season I thought was really good. And the second season was like, nah, oh, wasn't quite as good. But
that was Apple TV.
Yeah. We finished that one and like, what should we watch next? And they were like, oh, we really like Game of Thrones. You know, that's a new one, right? You know?
Yeah. It's...
So that, obviously everyone has watched that by now, except for you.
Yeah,
and
I haven't
me.
Watched any of it.
And,
I've watched a few episodes. I haven't.
Yeah, it premiered 2011.
How many episodes are there?
Well, there's 8 seasons, but most seasons have 10 episodes, and then a couple seasons have, I think, 8 or 6.
73, so you got, wow. You know.
We're 3 in. We got 70 more to go.
There you go. And they're all an hour long?
Yeah.
Looks like it.
Yeah. So we'll be on that one for a while. It's rare that we'll be able to watch 2 in a night, but occasionally we'll be able to.
Yeah.
It's good so far. The first episode, I think they did a good job of kind of getting us hooked. Apparently not you so much, but you said yesterday when we were talking about this a little bit, you mentioned that you kind of had a hard time keeping up with all the characters that they introduced in that first episode, which I agree.
Yeah, and normally back then I wouldn't always turn on closed caption, and I think that would be a game saver for that show. There's accents just because. There's no reason for having accents. It's all a fantasy land. You know, it's not. Yeah. But they have accents, so it makes it, you know.
And not only the accents, but the names are not. It's not like Bob and Tom, you know. It's some name you've never heard of. So you're trying to like, is that a name or is it? Did he just run multiple words together? Or, and then the places all have, you know, like you said, fantasy. You know, the locations or whatever. Now sometimes they'll say up north or the northern or whatever, but then other times they'll say the actual, you know, location. And it's not like it's St. Louis versus, you know, Festus.
Yeah.
It's words you've never heard of. And closed captioning, we turned that on in the second episode, and it's definitely helpful.
Yeah, winter is coming. That's all I remember hearing about a billion times just in the first few episodes.
I remember people saying that, and I never even knew that was from Game of Thrones. My old boss used to say that all the time as kind of a... In a production environment, he would say, like, well, winter is coming, you know, like, kind of like you need to prepare, build up for tougher times.
I was like, oh.
And I was like, okay, well, it's June, but.
Now I get the reference.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'll be talking about for the next, I don't know. 4 months of stuck in beta here.
Yeah, 4 months. I mean, everyone who has watched that has said it's great, and I don't have anything against it. It's just I haven't like found that time. Apparently, I have time for old episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well, Game of Thrones is not a family show.
Well, no, and I wouldn't say. Well, hell, my family we've been watching the
Fear Factor.
Fear
right?
Factor. Yeah. And I wouldn't say that's a family show, but that definitely isn't. They had their finale the other day.
Oh,
so
man, that was
fun.
Fast. How many episodes did they have?
It's like 10.
Really?
8, 10, something like that.
And what network or streaming service is that?
That was Fox.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be on
wow.
Disney Plus, I guess, or Hulu.
But it was actually broadcast on network television?
Yeah.
Huh. 10 episodes seems really fast for, or really small, I guess, for a
I think it also is one of the testing the water to see if there's interest.
Yeah.
So, but it sounds like because the last few episodes there's been, hey, you want to join in for season two or whatever?
Oh, okay.
And apparently they showed clips of this special, they said, on a special Fear Factor, 48 hours of hell or whatever it's called. So apparently, so the whole premise on the, because it used to be you'd have four contests, I forgot how many there was.
Yeah.
And then you'd have like three challenges at the end of the episode, there'd be a winner.
Yeah.
This, it was more like they all lived together in a house, and then someone would go home at the end of each episode.
Okay. How many did they start out with? Was it more than 10?
I think it was like 10. It may have been 12 or something. I can't remember how many. The finale had four people left.
Okay.
So, but anyway, this new, I think it's not season two, but they have to stay awake for like 48 hours, and they have to do all these different stunts, you know, with bugs or whatever. But apparently they have these, like dog collars. If they do like doze off, it zaps them.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
I just saw the
little teaser for that.
Yeah. So that's just going to be a standalone special?
I think so. They didn't say if it's like one episode or a couple episodes or what, but
man, I would be hallucinating, and then like all that stuff that they're doing, I feel like that would just be, you know,
it's all mind 10 games times worse. Too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, you get $200,000 is the prize at the end.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like that's, you know, nothing, but that's a lot to deal with.
I wonder what it was on the original. Was it like 50,000?
I don't know. Oh, the Joe Rogan episodes? I don't know.
Let's see here. Original.
It was probably 50, right?
No. Fear.
And I'm
factor.
I'm curious if they get 50. Like if you get a certain if you make it further in the show, they get some sort of payout as well that you don't hear about. Like Survivor, for example.
Yeah.
The longer you go, you actually get an amount of money too. They don't say.
Oh, really? So if you're the
Third place, you'll get a certain amount of money, but, you know, the final guy gets, or girl, gets a million.
Huh. I didn't know that. Yeah, the original from 2001 to 2005. And I didn't realize that only ran for, or 2006, it ran for 5 years. $50,000.
Oh, yeah. And if you think about it, that's a cheap show to make, because, you know, you pay the host and you only have to put out 50,000 for the contestant.
I didn't know there was previous revivals of this. So the 2007 to 2018, it was on MTV. In 2011, it was on NBC.
Oh, I never watched it. It was was that Ludacris or it was?
Oh, really? I don't know.
Oh, it was some rapper.
Original series. Huh. Let's see.
Ludacris, yeah.
Huh. He was around. He was everywhere for a while.
Yep. There you go.
That's what you've been watching, huh?
Yeah. And we like this other show called Extracted. Have you ever heard of that one? That's pretty interesting. So there's this group of people, they all have to head out and live off the land, basically. I don't think they have anything to start with, but they build like their own tent or cabin or whatever. Okay. I mean, they don't have any tools, so it's more like a something built with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in Canada, so they're in the wilderness in, I think it's Ontario. Well, their family can see everything they're doing. There's cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
So their family, two of their family members or friends or whatever, they're able to see them, and like there'll be different challenges, like, oh, we can drop food. Well, there's in the, they call that headquarters, they can send them different things, food at certain times. Hmm. They can sabotage each other, and but there's a button that they can, when, like, so their family, there's a lot of times you'll see the family members just that is out in the field that I can't do it anymore. I have no water. I have this. I don't have this. I yeah. can't get a fire going or whatever. Just take me out. Take me out. You know, and there's this big button and they extract the person out. Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. It's like kind of it. None of the people really interact with each other because they don't. So they're kind of living in their own little area too.
Yeah.
They'll cross paths at different times, but I don't know. It's kind of a hardcore survivor, I guess.
I think I did see one initial episode of that, and it was in somewhere in the Arctic Circle, and we watched it when we were on vacation, and we're like, oh, maybe we should check this out. We watched like the, I don't know, first half hour of it, and it seemed pretty cool. I think that was that show, but it reminded me of Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say, yeah, that's kind of what it's like, except you have family members on the inside that can kind of help you.
And that show, did it have it? So I remember like seeing the headquarters, and there was like a bunch of people there, like producers and whatnot. Did they also have camera people that are actually filming them, you know, filming the people, like following along, or are they doing their own filming?
No, they have, there's like cameras on trees and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And there's, I guess there's people out there actually filming them too, but you know, I watch that show though. I go, I'm always like, man, these guys are so stupid. Why don't they do this or that? I go, I would do so good on this show.
I can't imagine you being out and like sleeping on the ground or whatever.
I don't know. I just feel that some of the people they have, I'm like, they're just so dumb. Why aren't they doing this? Like, I would, you know.
Well, that's why I hate those shows. They get the most annoying, obnoxious people.
Well, yeah.
They exploit the most obnoxious things that they say or do. And I don't know. I guess it would be boring otherwise, and that makes for good TV, but I don't know. Some of these, it's just like you have to be, have a big personality in order to, you know, get on these shows most of the time. And I don't know. I can't stand watching those types of shows like Survivor and stuff.
This I don't think is there's some drama, but I don't feel it's as much, but.
Now, Fear Factor, the original one, the people were always pretty normal. Are
no.
they? No, they're like obnoxious and stuff now.
There's obnoxious people. Yeah.
Yeah. Rogan was the one that had the majority of the personality in the first one.
The
original.
Well, I think you'd always have you'd always have kind of one character on the show that's like, oh yeah, I can do this.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I can do anything.
Yeah, I'm badass.
Fear is not a factor for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was excited about that new concert that's coming up.
Yeah,
because I mean, it's two of, I would say, one of my favorite bands. I love The Urge. I mean, they've I wouldn't say that I know much of anything they've done lately, if they
have
put out new music.
I don't know what they have.
I know everyone they play at the shows.
Yeah, when we went to Point Fest last year, you were like, you were like really excited about it.
I got excited,
I love seeing them live. This is my
it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They always put on a good show. But Less Than Jake, they're coming, and I got my poster right, but like,
oh yeah, you got Urged next to Less Than Jake.
Oh no, I didn't think of that.
I didn't even notice that.
That's crazy. Urged, Less Than Jake, right? And I don't know if they've ever had it, maybe on a 311 cruise or something, but
because
I know both have toured with 311 before, but
yeah. We saw Less Than Jake, Lori and I did, the first year of the 311 cruise, but I know the Urge was there separately in a different year. Was there there's a third band too, right?
Yeah, it's the local Beastie Boys cover
band. Oh, that's right. My Posse in Effect.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a great show. This poster, there's some story behind that. So do you remember the Galaxy?
Yep.
It was like a little what do you call it, a club or
music venue.
I mean, it's real small.
Yeah.
And so they had Less Than Jake was playing. I actually went to the show that, so they had that poster hanging up and I'm like, I kind of want that. You know, it was just stuck up there.
Uh-huh.
And I have another one that was probably stuck up on a wall and I took it from wherever. And they're all promotional materials.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm taking anything of value, but I think it was my girlfriend at the time. She's like, well, then just grab it. And I'm like, okay. And I just sing. Oh, no one said anything. It was just a group of people, but I think I was 19 years old when.
Oh my gosh!
I saw them at the Galaxy. Yeah, it would have been like 96.
Holy crap! That
30 years.
Yeah,
that,
30
that
years.
That album, ago. 30 years old.
Wow.
Losing streak. One of my. It this year will be 30 years.
Huh. I don't know how many of the members of that band are from 96, but
probably just the Vinny. Chris and Roger.
Okay. I remember looking up the details whenever we were on the cruise and they're a lot of fun.
Drummer, guitarist, and bass, right? Yeah.
I think one of the horn players is original.
Oh yeah. I know during this phase they had a girl, was it Jessica? But I mean they've had different horn players come and go. Was Buddy, is that one that's still around?
Let me see.
Trombone
here.
Player.
Let's see.
At that show, one of my favorite memories. So I don't know if you know this, Less Than Jake, the guy Vinny from the band, he's the drummer. He's a big Pez dispenser collector, Pez collector, like I am. And he, like, even their, one of their, I think it was their first album, is called Pez Core. And it's got, like, some old artwork from, Pez.
Pez Core, yeah, 95.
Yeah. So I went to the show and they were, you know, they were warm. There was probably, I'd say, 25 people max in that show. There was not that many people in the crowd. And I had a Pez dispenser in my pocket, and I pulled it out. Roger was there from Less Than Jake. I go, hey, I was wearing a Pez shirt, too, because, you know. And he goes, oh, I like your shirt. And I go, hey, you want some Pez? And he grabs some from me. He's like, oh, awesome, thanks. And then he ate it and then sticks out his tongue at Vinny on the drums. Uh-huh. And then Vinny's like, where'd you get that? And he pointed to me. So that was a really cool memory I have with them. That, you know, they're too big now that I would never have that anymore. But,
well, sad news. Vinny is no longer with the band.
Oh, he was one of the original.
Yeah, he was. He looks like around 2019 is when he left.
Oh, geez.
So Chris, the leads, or
Chris and Roger have got to be singing.
Yeah, Chris and Roger.
They're the two that sing.
And then Buddy was the one, the trombone player was the one that I, yeah, he's pretty funny. And then there's Peter, who's been around for quite a long time on the saxophone, but not since like 2001 is when he joined. He's been around since then.
Back in the day, though, I think when they, because the Losing Streak album was like their major label debut or whatever, so they had lots of funds to make merch, and so they had like baseball cards and a bunch of like cassettes and stuff and stickers, tons of things that they would, like, every show they'd throw out so much stuff. And I don't think they've done that in a long time, but that was a lot of fun. I think they still get out their toilet paper.
Yeah.
Have it hooked up to the leaf blower.
Yep, I think they were doing that at the show we saw them.
But, yeah, they're a fun band to watch.
Yeah, we'll get tickets to that, and, yeah, that'll be fun in July. Yeah, this is the that's Buddy, right? Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
That'll be fun. All right. Anything else we missed from our agenda here? I don't think so.
Man, it was a short agenda, even though we're already
over an hour.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Well, I guess we can do shop talk. We can keep it short.
There you go.
Cracks me up every time. So I got to ask you, Greg.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I think we've been doing this now for something like 8 or 10 episodes, something like that. You keep saying, oh, I got to do this and that and the other thing. And you got a long list. So how can I help? You keep saying you're...
I don't know how you can help.
Do you have files, videos that you can transfer to me that I need to do the editing on?
I do have videos and all... A lot of it's narration and stuff like that and putting it together. It's not, I don't know.
So I can't.
Well, and there are some things I just need to do the work. I do have to, my rotors and brakes do have to be done soon. That's
okay.
Rotors, brake pads. So that's like something I don't want to wait for. Probably. Either this weekend or next. Well, next weekend's Easter. So maybe if I get a hold of some stuff that I need, I could do it this weekend, maybe.
I don't mean to put more pressure on you or anything, but I just know you're like, oh, I got it. What about the dryer? Did you get that installed?
Hell no. Every time I'm like, hey, I'm going to take care of this. Well, I have something in there right now. Or
oh, somebody else's fault.
Well, no. She listens to this show, so it's definitely not her fault.
What was the other one? I know you rattle off a whole bunch of things.
Oh, I have like
back.
10 things.
We need to put a whiteboard up here somewhere and like...
I probably do have to do that.
Project manage them.
I have a list. I don't know if it's in here, though. No, I don't think I have it in here.
No, yeah, we should put it in there.
It's on my computer upstairs. I don't want to share it where then you go, look at this, Greg. You need to do this, this, and this.
How often in nowadays can you say that it's on a separate device, that it's not like accessible from a different device?
I honestly have no idea why I did it that way. I think I just opened Notepad or something. No. I don't think it's...
That's funny.
I was going to look if I had it. No, there's some other thing. It says how to fix it projects, but that's old.
Yeah, we used to try to be... pretty organized with that stuff, but
yeah, not so much.
All right, well, just thought I'd throw it out there. I don't have a whole lot coming up, and I'm getting a little bit anxious in myself because
all right, I have to fill it. You can't do it anymore. You need me to fill in.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Call me out of retirement.
Call in the reliever. No, I messed up with. So I was working on that one property, and I'm like, oh, okay, this will be my series for a while. And then I got sidetracked with getting started on this other property that is taking a little bit more, it's more urgent. And I can I mean, who cares? Like, nobody's out there going, oh, wait a minute. You released 3 episodes on this one project. Now you're going to something else. I'm
unsubscribed. Yeah.
So I probably should just continue to try to make content out of the other house that I'm working on.
Yeah.
And I did film a little bit.
It's if only you do something every once in a while, you know. I mean, come on.
So I'll probably do that, and then I'll get back to the other house. And there's other things that I, similar to you, I have a bunch of materials and supplies in my garage sitting on my workbench that I need to do. So one of them is with my dryer, where I was going to clean it out and I was going to replace the vent hose because mine's all smashed up.
Yeah.
And then another one was my refrigerator, where I was going to do like a maintenance, you know, episode where I, you know, clean the coils, clean the seals, replace the filters and all that kind of thing. So I have all the stuff on my workbench and I just haven't done it yet. And then there's a couple others.
Yeah, I have the refrigerator. I have this issue where, like, about every so often my fridge stops making ice and it's almost like I got to reboot the thing.
Oh, you talked about that. Yeah.
And I mean, that fixes it, but I don't know if it is. I don't know if that should be happening, you know?
Hmm. That's weird. What, I mean, that's a more of a mechanical, there's nothing digital that's running that, is there?
Well, I don't know. It's got like a, because I have this whole computer board on the front that you put, you know, it's a digital to enter in your all the settings to turn it on and off.
Oh, really?
You can turn it on fast ice or, yeah, upstairs. Yeah. Hmm.
Huh. I don't know. That is strange.
Yeah.
Have you tried doing any research on that one?
I've looked a little bit, and then I'm like, man, we're coming up on the end of warranty. Should I contact Whirlpool and just say, hey, this is what's going on, you know, before I start, you know, messing with it? Because I know one thing that's weird on it. So ours, I don't know how yours is, but ours is in the refrigerator door. You open it up, and the ice is in the door.
Okay.
And it, you know, it comes out too. But if you take the little bin out, it created like a hole on the side of it.
Hmm.
And I'm like, because it's like it made a hole from too much ice freezing, and then it broke it. So ice, when it is made, it doesn't always go down the chute. It goes through this hole and ends up underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another. I think I can buy a new one of those. I've seen those on Amazon.
Yeah. I mean, I guess overall, other than that, with the channel itself, it's kind of been a bit discouraging that it hasn't really like been getting the views that we used to get. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I don't know if it's just a matter of there being so much saturation out there and so much. I mean, we humans can only watch so much content, and yet billions of hours of content get created every year or whatever.
More stuff's being created than eyeballs, I guess.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that. I don't know how to quantify that, but if you think back to, you and I were talking yesterday, like, you know, the COVID time frame or whatever it was, even before then, really, but up until that point, it would, we'd release something and it would get a fair amount of views, and it would just continue to get views over a period of time, and then, you know, YouTube became such a a career and a professional thing that it lacks just the guy that's, you know, putting content out there from his phone or his little DSLR isn't as, you know, he's got to compete with all the professional stuff too.
Oh yeah.
And we're just doing this, trying to do this in our spare time, part time, or when, you know, whenever
I
you get around to it.
Get around to it. Yeah. Why is the studio not opening?
I don't know.
I'm having issues.
Huh. That's part of the problem right there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep mine's working fine. We'll keep plugging away this year. I'm still committed to doing as many as I possibly can this year, which I know it sounds vague, but at one point it was trying to do one a week, and I haven't quite hit that, but I'm not too far behind that. And we'll see where we land at the end of the year, but you know, $200 a month and AdSense revenue, it's like we were getting that amount of money without releasing new content.
Yeah.
And now we're releasing new content frequently and it's getting like almost no views, and we're still getting the $200 a month from videos that we released like 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah. It oh, there we go, finally. Yeah, and our I mean, like, I see, like, your latest one has 600 or so views.
Yeah, but it spiked. It was really weird how YouTube will do that, where it'll serve it up to people for, like, a day and a half and then just kill it.
Yeah.
Because it'll see, like, oh, well, it's not getting any engagement, or it's not getting... the watch time is low or whatever the case is. So it says like audience retention is only 4 minutes on a 25 minute video, which I get it. Yeah, that's not great, but I don't know. It just stops recommending it. And I guess, you know, it has to, because there's like millions of videos getting released every week or whatever.
Well, on that short I posted, we got 4 cents of revenue. So,
and that they did the same thing with that one. You can see that, you know, over like the day two or three, it stops. It, like, there's no more views because it doesn't get recommended or whatever. It just plateaus there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. It like.
Yeah. After what is that, day three or something? It just like goes to zero.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a frustrating game.
Don't make a career out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be very hard, I feel like, now. I feel like we're still lucky that we started this, whatever it was, 12 years ago or whatever.
But then I see people that I tend to watch, and they're like, yeah, I just started this 3 years ago, and they have, like, 5 million subscribers, and every... video they post has, you know, so many.
Oh man, speaking of that, I go total tangent here, but it reminded me yesterday I went down, or I got on a binge watched, I guess would be the right terminology, a food channel, well, sort of food adjacent, called Beard Meets Food. And it's this...
Sounds familiar.
...British guy with this long beard.
Uh-huh.
And he does all these challenges where he goes to these places and he's, like, trying to beat the record or...
Oh, yeah. I watch him all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's so great.
He's really good. Yeah.
He's funny, and his camera crew's really funny, and...
He does... Yeah, he does eating challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched, I don't know,
I haven't seen one where he loses. He... Like,
yeah. I didn't see one either.
And he's always like, you know, he's not even done yet. And he goes, well, I'll see you next time. And then he's still eating or whatever.
All of them that I watched, he ordered a dessert afterwards.
Yeah, he does that too. He goes, can I see a dessert menu? That's kind of his thing too.
Yeah, I thought it was very entertaining. And the great thing is it's only like 6 or 8 minutes long.
Yeah, they're not very long. And there was one he did... There's this girl, he did a video with this girl, too, and I looked her up. She's another competitive eater.
Really?
And she's like she's real small, and you're like, she is not what you would expect.
Right.
Because them two together did this, it was like a chicken nugget challenge or whatever, where you had to, it was like 200 nuggets or something like that. I don't know.
I've never seen a female competitor, I don't think. And Nathan's, it's always men, I think. And that's all that I'd ever seen, other than, like, what is his name? Adam Richman?
Yeah.
He's the only other person outside of the Nathan's competitors that I'd ever really seen do that. But, yeah, I like that guy a lot. And he's, like, in really good shape. And
yeah, he's not very, yeah. Because when he gets a T-shirt, he's like, oh, just size medium or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of.
But I think what reminded me of it is he's got like 20 million views on
oh yeah
some of those.
Now I'm not gonna go out and do this, but I'll be like Adam Richman, where my doctor says you need to stop this or you're gonna die.
Oh, is that what happened to
yeah
him?
I was trying to find the see if I find the I'll find her after this.
But he Adam Richman did not look healthy to begin with, though.
No, I don't think he was.
This guy looks like he's in really good shape.
But yeah, he goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
That was a big tangent from Shop Talk, but yeah.
So. All right, well, I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else?
Nope, I don't think so. It's a
all
good
right.
time.
We will talk to you next week or time or whenever. See ya.